Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Again, the one that attracts the most attention is CVS because, as I said, they own, of course, the drugstore chain, and then also this company that negotiates these prices. And again, the argument in favor of it that CVS says, hey, well, we're able to create efficiencies and save people money. But the critics of this system say, no, they negotiate price savings or rebates from the drug manufacturers, and then they don't pass it along to employers and to consumers. And then they direct people to go to CVS drugstores.
So along those lines, I'm looking at your story here, Tyler. CEO of Caremark, CVS's pharmacy benefit manager, tried to sway legislators in Louisiana with phone calls, legislators said. The CEO of OptumRx, another pharmacy benefit manager, came to Baton Rouge to personally lobby lawmakers. We, our company, I get my prescriptions. I don't know who I get them from. It's OptumRx, I guess, that approves it. When I get the prescription from them, and they give me a choice sometimes of going to CVS, that's the only pharmacy I can go to, if not OptumRx. Has there been any, anybody looking in a connection between those two?
Well, again, the company that's getting the most attention is CVS, but this battle really involves the independent pharmacies in Louisiana. About half of the drugstores in the state are independent pharmacies, and they're saying that because CVS's pharmacy benefit manager, for example, directs business to CVS, the independent pharmacies lose out. And so they have been pushing hard here in the Capitol to change the laws to force the pharmacy benefit managers to be more transparent in the prices they charge and the savings they bring along. And that it's one of these battles, Tommy, that takes place in the Capitol, that it's really behind the scenes. Each side gets a lot of lobbyists. And that's how I found out about this last week, was just I was hearing that so many people have been hired on this. Mm-hmm. So it's one of these fights that the public is not directly involved in, but it really will feel the effects of. But there's so much money at stake, so each side gets a lot of lobbyists and fights it out often behind the scenes. There's a state senator named Adam Bass. He's from Bossier City, way up in northwest Louisiana. He's an Allstate agent and understands insurance business. So he took it upon himself to try to negotiate a final product, and that's the version is House Bill 264. And the version that Adam Bass has been pushing that is looks like it's going to get through the Senate and then it has to go through the House is something that will tilt the scales more in favor of the independent pharmacies.
I guess when I saw OptumRx and CVS in the same paragraph, my alarm went off because I'm thinking, hang on a minute, let's see if there's these benefit pharmacy benefit managers are cooperating with amongst themselves, which I don't know if they are or not, but it is odd that CVS is the only drugstore that OptumRx lets me do business with or get a prescription filled at, with rare exception. And to be clear, OptumRx, Tyler, I don't know if you know or not, and I don't mean to catch you off guard here, I guess that's a pharmacy benefit manager. Am I getting the drugs from them, or am I getting them from a third party, or do you know?
Well, again, as I appreciate it, OptumRx is a pharmacy benefit manager, so they're, again, a middleman supposedly negotiating better prices for the you know, the companies or others that hire them.
But they approve, the pharmacy benefit managers do approve what prescriptions you can get filled and can't, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Again,
it's a mess. We'll pick it up when we come back. I want to talk about what reform could look like, Tyler, and this HB 264, what it would change. I know other states have taken it, taken some action. We're talking about pharmacy benefit managers. It's a mess. It's a total mess. Tyler Bridges, staff writer, Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, is on it. And we'll continue to pick his brain when we come back. 721 Traffic Now, WW.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, 726, Tommy Tucker, WWO, back with Tyler Bridges, staff writer with Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate, author of several books, great books. You can find them at tylerbridges.com. So we've already laid the groundwork, I guess, a framework for pharmacy benefit managers. Where does this, what is it, HB2, what's the number of it? Where does it
264,
where does it stand and what would it change, Tyler? And who's for it, who's against it?
Yeah, so House Bill 264 is right now is up before the state Senate. Representative Mike Eccles is the sponsor of the legislation, and it's legislation that is favored by independent pharmacies. They say that the proposed legislation would reduce the prescription drug prices that all of us pay, especially for specialty drugs, for things like insulin, for example. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we should discuss real quick, Tommy, is that Arkansas passed a bill that would not allow something called vertical integration. As we were talking about a few minutes ago, CVS owns both drugstores and a pharmacy benefit manager company. Mm-hmm. And Arkansas passed legislation earlier this year that would disallow that. And that's something that CVS, that legislation, they really don't like. So they have filed suit to block that legislation from taking effect in Arkansas. And CVS's fear is that other states like Louisiana will also block them from both owning drugstores and pharmacy benefit manager. And there's a separate piece of legislation that ban could take effect. I should note that Governor Jeff Landry, like the governor of Arkansas, favors prohibiting CVS from, again, both owning drugstores and these third-party pharmacy benefit manager companies.
So if HB 264 passes and becomes law and the governor doesn't have to sign it, or in its current form, it can just become law without his signature, although he's for it, so he'd probably sign it. What's it going to mean to us? Tyler, what's it going to look like for us as we get a prescription filled?
Yeah, well, the caveat, I guess, is you can never be 100% certain what will happen. But the argument in favor of those who've made the changes, including the independent pharmacies, is that people who when they go to the pharmacy to fill their prescription drugs, should see a savings because, in their view, fewer of the savings that these PBMs negotiate, they will pocket less of that and will be forced to pass along more of the savings to employers and you know, group health plans and things like that. And ultimately, we the savings, we the consumers would see more of these savings.
So 2009, it didn't exist before 2009. Then these companies said, you know what, let's get together. Let's get a pharmacy benefit manager to negotiate prescription prices for drugs. For a while, that was passed on to the consumer. Then, and I know I'm simplifying all of this probably grossly, but Tyler, then the pharmacy benefit management company said, hey, hang on a minute. Why are we passing these savings along? We can pocket that money pretty much. Is that accurate?
Well, that's the criticism. The pharmacy benefit manager companies certainly don't view it that way. They say they are saving all sorts of money for consumers. But I should note that at the federal level, the Trump administration and Congress are also moving to limit the profits by these pharmacy benefit manager companies. So it seems to be a lot of criticism up and down the line against them. And again, we're all going to be affected, but if anybody can understand how the health system works in the United States, I don't know. And so exactly what this bill that's passing, that looks like it'll pass the legislature, what impact it will have on for us when we go to the pharmacy is very hard to predict.
I'm right there with you, Tyler. Somebody can tell me if they know how it works. Thank you, sir. Tyler Bridges, staff writer, Times Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Go to tylerbridges.com. Somebody texted in, the most fun part about going to the doctor is that my doctor can think something will help me, and some middleman can say, no, we don't think so. And that's the experience I've had with OptumRx, who I thought was supposed to negotiate drug prices, but apparently they're making the decision on whether or not they approve the medication or not for the insurance company. It is a mess. We'll talk to Mark Rose when we come back. Take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Right now, time for WWL First News. So then we'll go to Chris Miller.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, Whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.